Tonight on TMS PM, Call Me Twice, Shame on You.
Lego wants your TV.
Hefner's son is weird looking.
Google says bye to Flash.
That's a tasty unit you got there.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the PM edition of TMS, which happens on Thursdays. We do two shows that day, the morning one, the afternoon one. This is the afternoon one, and it is the 11th of February, 2016. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian.
The PM stands for quality.
Does it? Does it really?
Well,
not I don't know,
literally.
Man. What kind of deal?
What kind of a deal?
I
missed that guy. So we're here. We're doing it. We got a show to do and things to say and talk about. And we got apps to review later. And oh, I should have my phone handy for that.
Yeah. So you can talk about the app right there on your phone.
Yeah. I have a good one to talk about, as you do as well.
Yeah.
So I have good news.
We'll see.
I have good news and then weird news. All right.
Right.
Today at, I don't know, shortly after the show ended today, I got a phone call from my local Apple store, the ones that are doing my installation once the new cards get in.
Sure.
And they said, hey, it wasn't Johnny. It was somebody else. it was a girl.
It's not Johnny.
Yeah, it's not Johnny. That's good news for you. We got your cards in. Just want to let you know. So anytime you want to bring it by, I understand you're under some interesting time constraints. So tell me what that is. And I said, well, my whole business sort of centers around this thing. And for me to do things the way I need to, blah, blah, blah. I said, it'd be really great if I could get it before Monday. She says, if you bring it in tomorrow afternoon / evening, she goes, I can almost promise Sunday and for sure promise early Monday. So this May dingus Monday, I don't know. But that was fine. I said, you know what? That sounds real good to me. I'm pleased with those numbers. Thank you for calling me so quick. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hung up with her. Okay? Mm-hmm. Get off the phone. Doing some other stuff. Had to do a podcast with Terpster. Right in the middle of that, my phone's buzzing, and I ignore it because I didn't notice. I didn't see the number. I check later. It's them again. They didn't leave a voicemail, so I thought, uh-oh, what does this mean? Something went wrong. Oh, we thought right. We got it in, but really it was just an iPad case or something dumb.
Your pencil's here.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, they had a ton of those pencils the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess they're finally getting them in. Anyway, so I said, I thought, well, I should call them because now I don't know what's going on. I don't want to find out when I get down there that there was some problem.
Sure.
So I call them back and I said, yeah, I got another call. You guys called me this morning, but you called me again. And I just want to make sure there was nothing wrong or that I needed to worry about anything. And the guy said, no, it looks like we were just calling to let you know your cards are in. I said, oh, well, is it normal to get two calls like that? And he goes, nope, that was probably Johnny. Those were his exact words. Nope, it was probably Johnny.
Oh, poor Johnny.
I know. It's all fine. It's fine. Look.
He's just, hope Johnny's not a listener.
They're going to replace the two cards. I will be happy. Everyone will be happy. It's all going to be fine. And come next week, it's like fresh new life. And everything's great. So it's fine. I'm not complaining. I'm not going to, whatever. It's just weird to call me twice. That's all. It's
you,
a little strange.
You wouldn't have this problem if you want a big PC. What about a PC?
Yeah, if I get one more email or text or tweet like that, I punch a guy. Also, they're all like, man, I sure hope you backed it up. Yeah, like I said in the story, I had it backed up. It's like no one's listening.
It's never been in question.
Yeah, so today I've been a little crabby because I just don't want anything else to come up. I want this all to go smoothly. I got two shows to produce tomorrow. I got some artwork I got to get done. Then I rush that thing down there. Fixy, fixy, fixy. The girls seem like, yeah, we can probably escalate this. I know how important this is to you. We're going to try to have it Sunday. That'd be amazing. Oh, my gosh. She'd make my whole life better, I told her. She says, well, I hope I can do that for you. And it was a real lovely time. But still, I'm a little on edge.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking, right? I mean, you've got a very tight window that overlaps into a weekend pretty dramatically.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's basically you're turning this thing over at the start of the weekend, and they're saying, yeah, we're pretty sure we can do it.
Right. And I find myself asking, am I crazy?
That's a good question.
I think that is a good question. All right. It's time for, I don't know, the evening news. Oh, that's not it. That's the opening sequence that's all quiet.
Radio today is different.
powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by...
By nothing. Yeah. Ask for it by name.
There's nothing. We got nothing to say there.
I could have made up something, but I was busy getting a graphic ready.
That's all right. You've been busy with your... You got some client crap going on.
Oh, no. I mean getting a graphic ready for this.
Oh, you just put in there. Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's very Star Wars-y of you to do that.
Well, sure.
A Lego Star Wars TV series... Excuse me. Set between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Debuts in the U.S. this summer. It says sue me, but it's summer.
So sue me.
Disney XD in the U.S. is partnering with Lucasfilm to produce Lego Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures, a cartoon set between The Empire Strikes Back and the Return of the Jedi. Before I finish
Freemaker?
This. Freemaker? Yeah, Freemaker's a little weird.
That's just bordering on the Mentos, you know, fresh maker.
A little bit. But also, do you worry that now we're back into full bloom Star Wars? Do you worry not that we're going to be oversaturated? I'm not so worried about that. I'm more worried that I don't want to get back to when, like, there was a Christmas special and there was the Ewok Endor TV thing they did.
Well, here's the thing, though. Are you worried about oversaturation, or are you worried about some of that saturation just being crap?
That's what I'm worried about. I don't want it to be garbage. That's all.
I don't think you're going to get the crap. I think that that Disney has shown that they have their top men working on it.
Top men. Yep.
Top men.
Porkins.
Yeah. And that you know, they regard this stuff with the same care that their fans do, and. I am willing to just say that it's going to be great until it's not. And at that point, then we can rail against the machine.
Okay. Yeah. I need to not worry. Yeah. It's a good point. And this is a good piece of advice generally. Like, don't worry about a thing you don't know about yet.
Right.
Cause it may be just fine. This Lego thing may be amazing for all we know. Yeah. I remember when I thought the Lego movie was going to be garbage and everyone loves that movie.
Right. Right. And I'm not a huge... Oh, that's why it's Freemaker, because it's Lego, right?
Yeah, because they make things freely with their hands, except that everything they want you to buy are expensive sets that you don't freely make. But anyway, whatever.
I figure I'm going to catch more up on all the episodes of The Clone Wars that I haven't seen yet and Rebels. I'm not a big Lego Star Wars or Lego video game. You know, that style doesn't do it for me. I love the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about where it ends as far as... visual entertainment for Legos. And come on, you know, we all know how much I love putting together Legos. So the toys completely separate from this.
Yeah.
But as far as like the Lego visual entertainment, whether it's TV shows, movies, video games, etc., the Lego movie is pretty much where it begins and ends.
All right. That's a good point. So you're not, so this sort of thing doesn't worry you. They're aiming
for probably not going to watch it. Yeah. Unless I hear later on that it's fantastic and then I'll binge watch it. But, I got to tell you something that, so you know how I have all these things that I promise people I'm going to binge watch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got DVDs and crap and
Deadwood and all this stuff. So a while back, I promised a friend of mine who's been saying that The Grindr, this new show that's got Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
Oh, I've heard good things about that.
The waitress from, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
who just goes by The Waitress.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta say, it is really, really funny.
That's what I heard. I heard it was great. Somebody was doing a TV review of it the other day and said it was hilarious.
Rob Lowe is freaking on point. And he has been hitting it on all cylinders. You know, Parks and Recreation. I'm sure you'd say about The West Wing.
Yeah, it makes you almost forget about his underage. His underage homemade porn video with that girl is almost a forgotten memory.
It's almost a forgotten memory.
Yeah.
Until we keep bringing it up.
Until we keep bringing it, digging
it up. But I mean,
it's,
you know, you compare the Rob Lowe of the 80s with St. Elmo's Fire and Class and Bad Reputation, in which James Spader plays a good guy and Rob Lowe plays a bad guy. I'm gonna remind you.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's a reversal.
That is a total reversal. And you kind of put that all aside, and we've got the second coming of Rob Lowe. Again, let's not mention the hotel room video.
Yeah.
But you've got the second coming of Rob Lowe, which is this great genius as far as comedy and timing and delivery and stuff. He's fantastic.
He's having a good second wind, I'd say.
Yeah. So I'd recommend checking that out.
Okay. Speaking of nudity... Hugh Hefner in the news again. He has a son. His name is Cooper Hefner.
Cooper Hefner.
Coop Hefner. Yep.
Okay.
He is 24 years old, and he was railing against the decision by his father's, you know, billion-dollar publishing empire to ban nudity in Playboy. Because, damn it, he's 24 and he grew up on porn constantly, and now it's going to get taken away from him.
Dad, now I'm going to have to use the internet.
Dang it, Dad.
Actually, he's probably railing because he was probably invited to a lot of those photo sessions once he became an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Like, quote-unquote adult.
Yeah, so. He's like, you're 17, come on in, you're fine.
Right, that's exactly.
Hugh Hefner's son. Yeah, exactly. Cooper Hefner is frustrated, he says, with the decision to drop nudity from Playboy, which he says has put him at odds with the magazine's board. Quote, I've taken a massive step back with Playboy just due to the fact that at this point in time, I do not agree with the decisions and direction the company is actually going in, Cooper told Business Insider. Cooper, age 24, says he was previously an international and domestic brand ambassador, but has been disinvited from board meetings. Quote, I was participating as a board member. I sat and participated in every single board meeting. I was essentially asked to no longer participate in the board meetings because I didn't agree with his vision for the company. You either sort of take a step back and say, okay, I'm going to let this happen, or you try and do something about it, and I'm certainly trying to do something about it. But he says he stepped back.
Wow.
Earlier he says, I've taken a massive step back. Down here he says, you either step back or you try to do something about it. Now he says he's trying to do something about it. Which is it? Which is
really,
it, Cooper?
So he's... Interesting. Okay.
He's
so,
contradicting himself.
What's he doing? Is he taking a step back or is he doing something about it?
I don't know. Maybe you go make your own nudie magazine empire. And I'm sure your relationship with your dad is 100%, absolutely average, picturesque dad-father relationship.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's
pretty much what, you know, every
dad, every son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they come, honey, I'm home. I spent the day photographing naked women and having 15 different concubine ladies with me. What do you do today? Well, honey, I made your favorite lasagna. Come on in, Cooper. I don't think it worked that way for him growing up.
I kind of take his side a little bit in saying that I think it is a dumb move. I think basically they were probably hanging by a thread with people buying their magazine because nudity is so freely available on the internet. That there was probably just the holdouts who like having the magazine to look at while they're on the pooper or whatever. And now that there's no nudity, they're probably going to lose a really good portion of those people too. Maybe. I think that they should have just held on until the whole magazine industry as a whole died, which I think is,
you think
we'll see in our lifetimes.
You think that's in our lifetimes. All right.
I think it's in our lifetimes.
I'm going to say this in support of the move. I think that what you say would make sense if it were not for killer sales for Maxim and GQ and other magazines that they will now essentially mimic. So in other words, those magazines, which are not nudies, mm-hmm. are just a bunch of ladies laying around, you know, looking all
right.
pot and
those
and whatever.
Do well?
Those do really well compared to Playboy. So I think their thinking is we match up with that. What you're providing is a more... you're providing still a provocative visual thing, but you're also providing a magazine that's chock full of stuff that guys can get and read on a plane and not be completely embarrassed about. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause all right, maybe you're
that's
right.
My thinking. Now, to your other point, that one day we see magazines go the way of the poo-poo, abso-freaking-lutely that's coming. I don't know when that is. Maybe it probably is our lifetime, but. Yeah, there's going to come a day where it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to be in trouble if all you're doing is making a magazine. If that day's not already here.
Yeah.
Check this out. Speaking of people getting out of things, Google is ditching Adobe Flash in its advertising to start and will ban it outright from all of its services by 2017.
Wow.
So that is the Flash plugin. That means Chrome. That means everything. AdWords, blah, 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 all of it. They are like, yep, it's time. We're going to get rid of it. And, you know, Adobe seems to be cognizant of this. They're replacing Flash, the application, with something called Adobe Animate,
mm-hmm.
which will play up the strengths of Flash, which still exist. I mean, there are many popular shows on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon that are animated entirely in Flash.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Including South Park is all Flash.
It's all Flash still.
Yeah.
And
that's not the problem they're talking about, right?
No, of course. It's all web-based stuff. And, right. and with the switch over to HTML5, you know, I mean, this Adobe Animate allows you to, for the most part, I'm guessing, allows you to convert. If you're working in Flash, you can probably fairly easily convert what you're doing to HTML5.
Yeah, it'd be like an export like anything else.
Yeah.
You'd push it out to HTML5, push it out to video formats. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think this is not going to hurt. Probably it would only help filmmakers and people who are interested in still using those fairly robust tools. What we're talking about here is ad networks and other content that is kind of bloaty and crappy and makes things run slow.
Right.
So there you go. Google, good job, I guess.
Good. Yeah, exactly. I'm ready. I'm ready to be done with Flash.
Here's my favorite story of the day.
All right.
And I will share it with you now. Killer cannibal sauteed his lover's penis with sprouts and then they ate it together. He then went on to stab him to death and finish the meal off with a slab of meat from his lover's back. This is all supposed to be true. Notorious cannibal.
Happy Valentine's Day, people.
Yeah, ahead of Valentine's Day on Sunday. This is great news. Notorious cannibal Amarin Mewis, I think is how you say it.
Armin?
What did I say?
Armin Muse.
No, Armin Muse. So it's nothing like what I said then. Has shared the grisly details of how he met 43-year-old Bernd Brands in an internet chat room before going on to chop off his unit, kill him, and eat him using his best china and candles.
Exactly. Was he a census taker?
This guy is age 42, said the pair met after Brands posted an advert inviting someone to eat him alive. The pair shared an interest in cannibalism, and the friendship struck up from there. The friendship.
You like cannibalism too?
Yeah.
And there's your red flag.
These guys are Germans, by the way. Totally Germans. I just want to throw that out. I'm not saying anything is wrong with the German people, but they totally are.
What are your feelings on cannibalism?
How do you feel about eating the penis?
Let's see. Let me tell you which subreddits I'm a fan of. puppy pictures.
Check it out. The puppy pictures, funny videos. And
WTF, because I still don't know how to unsubscribe from that one.
Yes.
And cannibalism.
Yes, I like to eat the man parts. Would you be interested in helping me? Yeah.
What is your feeling on back bacon? Tube steak.
Oh, yeah. Tube steak's where they ended up. They met in Rottenburg, Germany, which, again, I don't want to say anything bad about Germany. The pair had sex, it says, and then set about putting their plan into action. Muse and Brandis wanted to die and feel as much pain as possible, so they had to agree that he should cut off his unit and they would eat it together. However, Muse said he was forced to fetch a different knife, as the first one he tried was too blunt.
Oh, God. Oh.
All I'm saying is I'm not going to feel sad for either of these two guys. I refuse to do it. This isn't like a tragic ending.
It's pretty much what they signed up for.
Yes.
These are
consenting adults who knew what they were getting into.
Rachel Ray cooking tip. If you're going to cut off a penis, please make sure the knife is super sharp, because that's not something you want to have to do twice.
Yeah. You need the ginsu.
And you don't want to, hold on. Oh, that looks like it hurts. Let me go see if I can find something sharp.
I should have brought something a little more sharp.
Yep. Why didn't we do this in the kitchen?
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with people? Always in Germany, these things you hear about. It's always in Germany. German fans unite. Tell me why I'm wrong.
There's so many horrible jokes I could make that I don't think would be great, but
that it would fit our PG-13 rating here on the show.
Exactly.
I understand completely. Well, I'm glad I brought
that. I'll type one to you in Skype though.
Okay.
See what you think.
Send that on over, Red Rover. While he does that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's our app recommendations. It's also Twitter time. We're going to talk about your questions on Twitter using the AskTMS hashtag. If you haven't already done it and you're watching live, you can still submit those questions and we will check those out. In the meantime, Brian brought music and I can't wait to hear what it is. What do you got?
I can't wait to hear what it is either. What is it? What's it going to be? What am I doing here?
I think you could have said that one. That one.
You think so?
Yeah. I had to hide Skype so I could read it. It's. I'll say it. Okay. Wait, no, you say it. You were better at
I'll
this.
Say it because I. this dinner tastes like ass. All right.
All right. Ratings. Oh, jeez. Everyone, just calm down. And then I get to begin
this. Yeah. I get to begin this request with something they put in here. Mm-hmm. Dear Stain and Butthole,
oh, on the 10th gosh, of February. Dang it. Freaking dang it. All right. Fine. Whatever.
On the 10th of February, I'll be 26. Let's give Scott a little time for his dirty millennial comment. Wink, wink.
Nah, you're fine. If you're writing us, we like you. You're fine.
I would love to hear a cover from one of my favorite bands, McFly. I've given Brian a choice of two, but any McFly cover will do. Thank you guys for all the laughs you bring me over in merry old England. Hate the blood pudding, though. Signed, Matthew.
I would do if I were you.
Yeah. So the band McFly, I like the band McFly, and didn't realize how many covers I had by the band McFly until I got this request and did kind of a search for the two he requested. This one I'm super psyched to play because it's a great cover of a great song by a great band, or a cover of a song by a great band that I miss terribly, and I wish they were still around. The band is Jellyfish. This was in the 90s, this band that had this whole image with like the 60s love power and the big old flowers and stuff like that. And put out two albums, toured, Tina and I saw them tour, and then kind of splintered off into all these other things. And my favorite guitarist of all time actually came from this band. You know, the guy that does that cover of Both Sides Now, Jason Faulkner.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He's from the band Jellyfish. Here is McFly and their cover of Jellyfish's Baby's Coming Back.
I knew that when I saw her that my life was streaming revolving from the fast lane. Gone would be the days of all my drinking and my carrying on. But when I settled down, the party king of crown, stubborn memory hadn't faded. Too many dumb mistakes and all the grief it makes left nothing else to be debated. But if you say that you understand, then you're lying. But if you figure that I'm all right now, I can't deny it. Baby's coming back, baby's coming back. So I'm on my best behavior. On her way. If I had a dollar every single time I bought her, I'd buy a handgun. But they couldn't shoot away the bullets that you made in my heart. But if it's out like a beaten man, well then I guess so. And on her way is the sweetest prize I can let go. Baby's coming back, baby's coming back. So I'm on my best behavior. I can't take it anymore. Just woke up on the floor today. Yeah, yeah. And I'm rolling out of my last chances, but she's on her way. What I told her on the telephone was that I've been so bad. I wouldn't blame her if she mowed down these wild outside songs. But when she said she'd give me one more chance, I said I knocked three times when you were right. Baby's coming back, baby's coming back. So I'm on my best behavior. I can't take it anymore. Just woke up on the floor today. Yeah, yeah. She's on her way.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Jeez. It had that kind of sound that dude does.
Yeah, totally.
So I dug it. That was great. What are we doing now?
Fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know what we're doing.
What are we doing?
This right here. Whoop. Hold on. Whoop. 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 Here it is. Found it. That's right. Feel the burn. Feel the burn, everybody.
App Slappy.
It's time for App Slappy, the segment on the show that's based roughly on the old thing I used to do with Eric Van Skyhawk, a show all about app reviews, except today we're doing our own. Okay? TMS style. Okay. Ow! Right. My thumb! I swear my daughter broke my thumb. You want to hear this story real fast?
Sure.
She likes to crack my knuckles. Ever since she was a little kid, she likes to take my hand, even when she was little, and she'd have to really crank on them and grab my fingers and go crack, crack, crack. And the other day, she's too old now. She's freaking 18, and she took my thumb and cracked it so hard that now my thumb hurts all the time.
Oh.
All the time this thumb hurts. Frick. I'll bet you she, like, I don't know what she did. It's not broken, or I wouldn't be able to move it.
But she'd feel so bad.
Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
I've fully let her know. Anyway, let's get to our app reviews, and I'm excited about the one you're doing because for the first time ever, you might have something mediocre to say about a Marvel property.
Yes.
So tell me all about it. What is
it? All right. So the game I'm looking at here, well, let's kind of back up here because, you know, Marvel and mobile gaming has had kind of a rough and storied history, right? There have been game tie-ins for Marvel comics or with Marvel movies that have been kind of crappy.
Right.
There have been some successes. I think Marvel Puzzle Quest is still really good. I think Marvel... Spider-Man Unlimited, which is an endless runner with probably up to like 1,000 different Spider-Men in that thing at this point.
Sounds right.
Those are all really good. And so hearing about this thing that was going to be called Marvel Avengers Academy and hearing the very limited stuff I'd been hearing about it, I kind of thought it was going to be like a, probably Animal Crossing was probably the best way to describe it.
Oh,
like, all right. Animal Crossing.
I like Animal Crossing. So when you say that, I get all excited.
Sure. Well, here's the thing. Mm. It takes place in a world where the Marvel characters are teenagers or just entering college level students.
Oh, geez.
And they base this kind of stuff on what they think college students act like and sound like.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, Peter Parker, I mean, he's a high school student / college student in the comics, right? So you think that would play well. Well, when you're dealing with like teenage Loki, who likes to get out on the dance floor, and teenage Vision.
Ugh.
How can Vision be a freaking teenager too when he's, you know, he's an android? What the hell?
Okay.
He likes to DJ. He likes to scratch the records and play. And
this sounds horrendous so far.
Wasp likes to take selfies. Okay. And that's actually one of her actions. So basically, here's the scoop. You get a little plot of land with a few buildings already on it, and you start collecting your Marvel characters, and they do tasks. They run missions for you, complete quests, etc., and gain you shards and gold and other items that you use to recruit new Marvel characters.
Okay.
And you can also use these shards and gold and other items to level them up. Now, the one shining spot off in the distance is that once you level your characters up to level 5, they start at level 1, you level them up to level 5, they become a little bit more like the characters you know and love from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
They graduate. They evolve into something better.
Okay.
And so I'm working really hard to get them evolving. The graphics are fun. I'll say that it's you know, got kind of a cool style to it if you kind of overlook the whole teenage look and feel of the whole thing. And it's kind of a fun little time waster to just kind of keep in the background. Now, what they really need to do is have a little bit more beyond the send on a mission, come back in 2 hours, pick up the gold, send them on another mission. There's not much beyond that. There's cutscenes that kind of move the story along between the Avengers Academy and Hydra's Academy, their competing rival academy.
Yeah.
And there's not much else as far as any sort of, you know, this is a game that would benefit hugely from some sort of mini game or something that, some sort of puzzle that you need to kind of do every once in a while to unlock things. It really is just here are your 6 current missions, send all your dudes out, collect your gold and blah, blah,
so
blah.
So they haven't really tried to do much new in that space, it sounds like.
They really aren't. Now, what I am going to do here is I'm going to turn sound on.
Okay.
Because Here's the other thing about this game is that they actually did spend some money and get some really decent voice talent for the characters. So let's start with Wasp. Okay. So you're familiar with, or do you know the name Alexandria Daddario?
No, that is new to me.
She is an actress who was in True Detective, first season.
Okay.
The good season.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. I saw the whole thing.
She was Woody Harrelson's
The girlfriend, the fling.
The fling.
Right? I know who she is. I just saw her in something else the other day.
You probably saw her maybe in San Andreas or in Sky High.
I can't remember. She was the daughter in San Andreas, wasn't she?
She was. She was the Rock's daughter.
Yeah,
she was the Pebble.
Okay, I know she... Pebble Johnson. Got it.
All right, so here's the things that she says.
All right.
Oh, will she not talk because... Hold on a second.
Let's I like her, but I feel like people should set up a charity for her, though, that says,
really?
we are so sorry that you had to be semi-nude with Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah. We are so sorry about that because he's gross.
Why am I not hearing... Hold on. I'm not hearing sounds.
I don't know.
Do I have sound on?
Who knows?
Oh, is my... No, headset's not on.
Are you
airplaying? Oh, I want you to hear these. This is actually kind of the best part.
Are you airplaying to something?
I don't think so. Let's see here.
I do that sometimes.
Check by doing that. Airplay is not on.
Do you have your little...
Let's see here.
Did your little pull-up thing have no sound muted?
Yeah, the little icon for the bell with a slash through it is off.
All right.
Huh. Oh, this bums me out because I wanted...
I want to hear it.
Let's see here. Let me try a couple more things. One sec.
No worries. Give me a chance to save the show.
Yeah. Yeah, volume's turned up.
This happened to me the other day and I can't remember what I did. It turned out to be something totally dumb on my part. Like I was sending it to an Apple TV or something.
Well, let's see what happens if I... Yeah, I mean, even if I hit AirPlay, it's saying iPad. Let me see if anything else makes noise really quick. Because
could be the app.
Could be the app. Could be exactly.
A poopy app.
Let's see if...
Poo app.
Okay, so...
Looks like it's the app.
That was Hulu, so let me quit Marvel Avengers blah, 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 and I will... This is called Marvel Avengers Academy. I don't know if I've told people that.
No, but now you have.
Now I have, and let's see if I get people now.
Oh, strongest there is!
Okay, so
is this
John Cena as the Hulk.
John Cena plays the Hulk?
Tapping Hulk. Hulk have unique way of learning. You're making Hulk angry!
Okay, so there's John Cena as the Hulk.
All right.
Let's give you Alexandria Daddario as Wasp.
Okay.
Hulk, try hard not to smash.
Wow, Hulk was walking. I just want to say she sounds a lot like the Hulk.
Hulk was walking in front of her.
Let's get this party started.
Oh, my gosh.
Want to stop for a selfie? So cute.
Okay, did she say, do you want to stop for a selfie?
Yes.
Dude, this sounds like shit.
All right. Here's the... Oh, let's give you... can't remember her first name, but her last name is Shipka. Where the heck is
Shipka?
Shipka from she was Sally Draper, Don Draper's daughter.
Oh, okay. She's older now.
Taking me off can be poisonous.
Who's she playing?
She's Spider-Woman.
Glide, climb walls, and speak 8 languages. What do you do?
How did they get this? Also, well, I guess they're Disney.
I was climbing walls before it was cool.
All right.
Here's
fine.
My favorite though.
Oh, no.
This is the one that kind of has kept me in the game.
All right.
Because she's kind of a crush.
Okay. All right.
And that would be Allison Brie from Community and also from Mad Men.
Yeah.
She's Black Widow.
All right.
I can't keep a secret. I'd rather work alone. What are you looking at? Follow me and do exactly as I say. Please don't make me hurt you.
Look at Brian crushing on the video game lady voice. I like
crushing on the video game lady voice.
So anyway, all right. So it sounds like they're trying to get into, I don't know what this genre is. Is this the Kardashian genre? Like, what is this?
Oh God, I hope I can't justify it playing this anymore, Scott. If that's really what this is,
it might be. John Cena though, that's cool.
John freaking Cena.
That's really funny that he's the Hulk. I had no idea that was going down.
But you know, it's you know, you talked about how there are certain games that kind of scratch a very, very particular itch for you, right? Sure, that it's like, I kind of need a match three puzzle game in my life, or I kind of need an endless runner. Mm-hmm. This one does satisfy the space that was left by stuff like Animal Crossing and
so sending people on missions, finding stuff, building your little town out.
Right, right, exactly. Okay. I really wish that it was more of a kind of a Clash of Clans style thing where, you know, in addition to leveling these guys and building your town, you could also like raid other people's towns or academies or whatever.
Sure.
And maybe somebody needs to work on a game like that for Marvel, because I think they'll give their license to whoever asks for it. If this isn't,
I can tell you there is no shortage of those games. So why not? Why not make more Clash of Clans clones?
It's like, I kind of feel like I need one of those in my life, but I don't know if I want to just bite the. Oops, sorry.
Don't play Clash of Clans. It sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it. Clash of Clans blows. I do not like it. It's not fun. It's ugly. I know. The graphics are weird.
And the Star Wars one didn't hold me. The Star Wars, I can't even remember what that was called.
Star Wars Battleground.
Commander. Star Wars Commander.
Battle Commander or just Commander?
Just plain Commander.
Okay. Star Wars, colon, just plain Commander.
Just plain Commander.
All right. Yeah.
If anyone has a recommendation for a game like that, then maybe send it my way. Maybe, I've been hearing Boom Beach is kind of interesting, but it seems like it's all kind of the same thing, right?
It is. It's build up your hooch, go out and try to attack other people's things. It's all based on that Clash of Clans model. Mm-hmm. And there's a million billion of these things.
I just don't want a game where I'm going to be commanding a whole army full of Hulk Hogans.
No, you don't want that.
No.
That's too many Hulk Hogans.
Clash of Clans is.
It is. It's Hulk Hogans who froth at the mouth. Their little icon, they got like spitty mouths. I don't like
a bunch of frothing Hulk Hogans.
I'd take John Cena as the Hulk any day over that.
Yeah, right.
All right, so I'm going to tell you about a little unit here. So I kind of argued with myself about which game I would recommend, because on the one hand, I've been playing Ice Rage, which is this weird little hockey game that I can't believe is fun, but it totally is. But it's a little older, so I thought, well, maybe there needs to be something a little bit newer. So then I thought about my wife's current obsession, which is golf solitaire games. She's really into those,
okay,
which are pretty fun, and there's a whole bunch of those to get. But I'm going to make a recommendation about a game that came out a little while ago and kind of took the App Store by storm. I believe it's on Android currently as well. It's called Splash Cars, and it's basically a top-down little car, steer him left or right, gas is always pressed, and he's pooping out color, like paint color, as he drives. And it's a little like, what's the Nintendo game? Splatoon.
Oh, okay.
You've seen Splatoon. It's a shooter, but basically they fight with paint. And the more color, you know, the more your world is covered in your color of paint, the more your team wins.
Sounds like Un-Pac-Man.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you're filling the world up instead of taking things out of it. But it's not regimented by the way Pac-Man is with certain mazes or anything like that. It's just a big open space, and there's other cars in it. And these buildings and all of the surrounding area and the streets and everything, they're all gray and drab. Mm-hmm. Your job is to go in there and put color in everything.
Mm.
So as you're driving by, this old gray warehouse turns into a vibrant, you know, red roofed whatever.
It's like those coloring books where you just paint with water and they've already got the paint built in.
That's a good comparison, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. It kind of has that feeling for sure. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to like it very much. It seemed like one gimmick thing and I'd get bored with it. And I ended up getting really hooked on it. I think it's really fun. There's something satisfying about painting that world and getting the best score possible and unlocking new cars. They gave me a free Mini Cooper for, I think it may have been a drop or something. So there's some random stuff in there.
Wow.
And something else happened that I like. Well, here's the only thing I don't like. I don't like games where after I've done a run, whether it be an endless runner or a game like this or whatever, and it says, you ran out of gas or your car blew up.
Mm.
Do you want to continue with your little gem gemmers?
Right.
I hate that. Just say that I can't go again. It's fine. Or let me use the gold that's in the game. Like Shooty Skies is pretty good at this. Shooty Skies says, look, there's this gold and you can use it. Okay, if I don't have it, I can't use it. This thing is more like, you want to, what do you think? Like it's just trying to tempt you with that bullshit. So F that. But other than that, I think it's really fun and totally worth playing. It's free. And I've yet to be compelled very much to spend any real money. and I find it very satisfying. And I like little top-down three-quarter view car games. I've loved them since, remember Super Sprint and the arcades?
Yes, totally. Oh. Yeah, I like the style of this is really cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. Really liking it's really neat. Graphics. Hit left, right, plays great on all the devices. It's awesome. So that cool. game's worth getting. That's it for our app recommendations.
I like these. These are good.
Yeah.
Good suggestions.
Check this out, everyone. I'm about to play this. I'm about to get all up in this.
Check out the dirty bird.
That sound means Twitter time. Where?
That's a new one. I like that.
That one's pretty good. Well, we're going to read your Twitter questions. These came to us at the hashtag AskTMS. We do it every Thursday on the PM edition of the show. You're welcome to do it anytime during the week or especially on days like this. I'm going to go newest to oldest. Here we go.
Okay.
Elliot Fuhrer asks, ping pong, pool, or air hockey?
Ooh. For me, pool. More variety.
I think for me also pool. The other two are basically, there's no real variations on those other than maybe some scoring things. But
right. I think I'd like to see darts in that list, and that I might move darts up.
Darts and pool together is the finest combination.
The holy duo right there.
The holy duinity.
Duinity.
Of bar games. Matt Tamarier says, why kill the Trek nerd finest moments? What does that mean? Why kill the Trek nerd finest moments?
I don't know. Have we killed the Trek nerd?
No. We just changed this trivia around.
Yeah. We just made it, anything. We can ask him anything we want now.
Why kill the Trek nerd finest moments? We didn't have any moments to kill. I don't know what he means.
Unless his finest moments were,
maybe that was it. I don't know. Maybe that's what he means. Could be. Same guy asked, would you like something tender bacony with ranch or chicken sandwich? I don't think he knows how this works. I'm not going to do that till ever.
Till it comes up in a request, right?
Yeah. Here's this. Peter Fisher asks, with your experience with Johnny, don't you think it's time to add some redundancy? No. I mean, I can do some things right now that would make things more redundant, but... I think everyone thinks that I can't just double redundancy on everything. Ooh,
yeah, I mean having two, I can't even imagine having two Mac Pros
or two of identical anythings, like two reasonably priced PCs, two whatever. It's that sounds easy for people to just poop that out, but mm-hmm. I'm not a Fortune 500 company over here. Sean Cox says, "What hurts more, glancing blow or direct hit in the gentleman's region?" I have a feeling it's glancing blow because I have had some nicks that put me into a ball for an hour, but I've been hit directly into the junk with a foot and it didn't hurt as bad. The pain was more distributed pain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would you,
I think glancing blow. I think you're right. I think it's, there's a kind of a pull off the Band-Aid, get it over with the benefit of the direct hit.
The glancing blow is just like, oh, shit. There's a concentration of nerves or something.
Right, right.
Choose a president out of the same guy, Sean Cox, out of president out of Donald Trump, Zap Brannigan, Mayor Quimby, or Ron Burgundy.
Wow.
I think I'm going Zap Brannigan. He's my least offensive person on here.
Yeah, although...
Because he'd at least have...
going to be pretty inept.
He'd at least have Kiff there as like secretary of something or VP. And Kiff's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want Steve Carell's character coming in with Ron Burgundy as secretary of defense or something.
No. And then Mayor Quimby, I don't even know who's his second in command. I think it's like his girlfriend or something. His lady side.
It's the woman with the sash, right?
Yeah.
She's the
Oh yeah, the permanent winner of all the
permanent beauty.
She's winner. Great. I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go then. Josh Fitzgerald, a local and a friend, asked this question. Please give us an update on Coverville's coccyx.
Oh.
How's your tailbone?
Still, if I sit in the same position for too long, it's painful. Sitting in a movie theater is tough, man. And I'm going to be doing that probably twice this weekend with Deadpool and Brooklyn.
Oh, both. So, wow. Back to back, or are you going to have a break?
No. Okay. I can't imagine. I can't imagine anything good will come from watching Deadpool and Brooklyn back to back.
I got to try to squeeze Deadpool in there because I need to see that before Monday, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's when I notice it the most. Like, if I'm on the couch, we're watching a movie, at least I can shift around a lot more at home and put my feet up and stuff like that. But I'd say we still have a 30% pain level.
Oh, my. That's high.
Well, out of 100?
That seems high.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know?
It's not like a constant. It's just like if I'm sitting in the same place for a long time.
Well, here's this question.
Look who's got the front seats of the Mexican hat dance now.
It says, when are you and going? When are you guys going to tell us the story about how you and Brian captured El Chapo? I don't. What was it like that night when we?
The skies were angry that day, my friends.
I'll tell you, you know, I'd like to think of El Chapo and capturing El Chapo as a euphemism for how I'm going to feel when I try a
quesalupa.
Quesalupa, yeah.
What and do so I got here?
Later on,
oh,
I'll be.
Oh, somebody went to Taco Bell today and had a quesalupa.
Did you really? How'd it go? Review it.
Oh, it was good. I had one of these, because remember I got the sneak preview item between 2 and 4 on Saturday.
Yeah.
I had it with chicken and. It's like basically where they put pico de gallo instead of cheese.
Oh, right. I know what you mean. I forget what that's
I want to say it's called ranchera style or something, but in any case, I like it a lot better that way because it's already got cheese inside it. You don't need more cheese on top of it.
That's true.
So
double cheese, no good.
Double cheese. But, yeah, actually is really, really good.
So is is it chicken though? Or is it not?
Well, it's Taco Bell's chicken. Yeah. It's their chopped up. Grilled white chicken.
Is it chicken though? Is
it? Oh, I'd say it is. I'd say it's more likely chicken than the McNuggets.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, I had a McNugget.
It's not breaded, so they can't hide anything.
I had a McNugget over the weekend, and when we were watching the kids last weekend, and when I opened it up, because that's all my nieces and nephews will eat is chicken nuggets for some reason. Anyway,
right. Fresco. There it is. Thank you, guys.
We oh yeah, that's right. We opened up this chicken nugget and it was like a sponge inside, like had air holes and stuff. Yeah, there's no way those are real chicken.
That's not a natural. Uh-uh. That's not a natural state of meat, people.
It's not good at all.
And this is an iced tea, unsweetened iced tea.
How was that? Good.
Well, it's Taco Bell, but you know you get in the combo, so
it's not bad for Taco Bell.
Yeah,
I always get Taco Bell is almost always 100% a Mountain Dew place for me. Almost always.
You don't do the soda anymore, do you?
No,
or do
but
you do the when Mountain Dew just in,
well, depends.
In that situation.
It depends. If I'm in a Taco Bell, I will probably get a Mountain Dew, although I haven't in a very long time. But if I'm going to get a drink at all, it's going to be that. But generally, you're right. I don't really do pop anymore. Or soda, excuse me. Not pop. Cupcake, cake or pie, asks Natalie.
Cupcake. Cake or pie?
Yeah, cupcake and cake being separated here.
Sure, I'd say pie.
I'm gonna say, it really depends for me. I'm gonna say cupcake, and I'm gonna say
cupcake. Really?
Yeah, and I want like Black Forest.
See, out of the three of those, that would actually be my least. I love cupcakes, but I like pie and I like cake more.
I like both. I like all three. I'll put it that way. But if I'm
sure,
I eat less lately of this sort of thing. So if you're gonna give me any of it, I'd probably go cupcake. Okay, here we go. Sunglow Steve says, who is writing fanfic of Scott Johnson and Coverville, and who is reading it? Same person as my
The answer
thinking.
Is Terpster in
yeah,
both cases.
That's right. Yeah. What are our spirit animals? Do you have a spirit animal, asked Chad?
An ocelot.
What the hell's that? Is that a thing?
I'll put a picture on the...
That's not a guy with a mustache and a gun in the Metal Gear Solid games?
It's Lancelot. No, I don't know. It's like a little weasel-looking thing.
Oh. Well, that's
cat
awesome.
Weasel.
Oh, okay.
It's a cat weasel.
Cat weasel is your...
Spirit
animal? All right. Mine.
Well, all I can find are pictures of baby ocelots, which is great.
Mine is probably a... I didn't ask you, Siri, who's your spirit animal, right mind? And she says, I forget. Great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me try that again. She tried to answer your spirit animal question.
Who is your spirit animal? Okay, so it's not... How did it know I wanted to even ask it? Because it didn't start with that. What is the time? Yeah, I have to say, hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
What is the time? Hello? No. Yeah?
F you, Siri. You're not even talking back.
All right. There you go. There's the cat weasel ocelot in the image there.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. Ah, that's cool. Yeah, okay, that's kind of close where I was going to go. I was going to say leopard.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's funny. I like those. Those are cool animals.
Next year, our spirit animals will be El Capitan and Yosemite.
Oh, very nice. El Capitan, I hate that name. Can you two stop by and punch my boss in the soul, says Sean White.
In the soul.
Right in the soul. That's bad.
Wow.
Sure. Okay. That's fine. Do you know where the soul is? I don't know where that is.
Well, do you want a glancing blow or a direct hit?
Glancing blow. I want to blow his... what? I'm sorry.
Whoa! Just
back that up. Back that ice truck warm. Up.
I think you can get enough out of that ice worm.
Yeah, maybe. Here's Corey Smith with his question. Future Fury Road, sequel or reboot? I would say it's a little bit of both. It's not really a sequel,
though. No, you cannot sit on the fence on this one, Scott. It's one or the other.
Is it, though?
It is one or the other. It either continues the story or it starts it fresh. I'd say it's a sequel.
Can't you say it's a movie that just takes the character and tells a new story? It doesn't have to be a reboot or even a sequel that way, right? Can it just be, here's a new thing, here's a new story? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think the definition is either it's, because if it's the same character, it's one of those two. Yeah. It's either a sequel or a reboot.
I don't know where I stand.
Unless you're thinking, I mean, I guess, all right, here's the argument. Here's me helping you with your argument.
There's no reference to the other movies other than the setting. So right. Maybe it is a reboot. Because don't most sequels have to have some reference to the others other than the one character's named that? No.
I don't think you can have one character, just plop him in and out of one and into the other, and it can still be a sequel. But here's your defense, okay. Dracula. Because Dracula movies are neither sequels nor reboots. They're tellings of different stories with the same character.
They are a telling once again of a classic character that will forever be etched in our hearts as an important, venerable thing ever. And that's how I feel about Mad Max and Fury Road. So I'm going to say it's that thing. It's the Dracula thing.
And I'll say it's a sequel.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's see. Andrew Miner says, favorite non-mainstream superhero.
Favorite non-mainstream superhero.
Yeah. Mine's easy, but go ahead.
Do yours first.
The Question in the DC universe.
Oh, that's good.
I think that guy's cool. I don't even hardly remember what the hell he even did, but I remember when I was younger thinking that was so rad that he didn't have a face.
Mm-hmm.
I thought The Question was really cool.
Question is really cool.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, my favorite villain is easy, Mysterio, yeah, right? Yeah. Love Mysterio.
Sure.
Favorite non-mainstream hero. I guess Howard the Duck.
All right.
We're talking non-mainstream.
Yeah. I would say he's definitely out of the mainstream.
Yeah. And he's just tried based to be on the 70s, you know, 70s stuff.
He's trying to be in it, but he has a hard time being in it.
Right. Yeah. I'd probably come up with a much better answer if I had the weekend to think about it, but I don't.
let's try this next one. We'll do a final one here. I like this. If the Scott and the Brian were units of measurement, what would they measure? So how many
the
Scots?
Severity
to
of the glancing blow. Ow, that's like two Scots.
That's two Scots and half a Brian. I don't know. I think your answer is the best one. What else could we measure? We already have measurements for everything else.
It would measure flavors.
Okay. How many Brians is in your chocolate shake?
Quesalupa.
Yeah, your Quesalupa.
Like five Brians.
Is the Quesalupa just tons of wet cheese inside?
No, no, no. It's here's what it is. All right, so you make a quesadilla.
Okay.
So two tortillas, cheese in the middle.
All right.
And you cook it and you kind of seal it up. Then you fold it over and you fill it with meat, lettuce, cheese, tomato, maybe sour cream.
Okay.
Like a taco.
Okay.
That's a quesalupa.
All right. That doesn't sound that bad.
No, no.
In fact, I may have to go try it. I'll report back when I do. Thank you for answering or sending in your questions. Ask TMS on Twitter is where we get those from. We do it every PM edition of the show, which airs live and, of course, tomorrow on the podcast feed Friday. I think that's going to do it. We don't do this enough. I'd like to do it right now. We want to thank Scott Fletcher for his amazing intros and voice work on the show. I don't do it enough. He becomes such a mainstay on this stuff that you just take him for granted. And I don't like doing that. So Scott Fletcher, you're the man, wherever you might be right now. A puddle of your own vomit, outside playing with the dog, I don't know, eating a quesalupa with a with a hooker under the overpass, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, and wherever you're doing it, just know that we appreciate everything you do. Patreon.com/TMS is where you support us to keep this alive and join our exclusive Slack group. You can find everything else at frogpants.com/TMS. We'll be back next week, hopefully Monday, assuming they get my stuff back to me Sunday. If they don't, it might be Tuesday, but Monday's President's Day, so we can make an excuse, I suppose.
Right.
It's a dumb holiday, but whatever. we'll get to all that
neither
then.
One, it really, you know, no, neither of the presidents really have a birthday on that day. We just say, let's call it February 20th.
President's Day, sure, why not?
Right.
So go look us up and find all these things and participate in the show because we love you all. All right, that's it. Let's get out of here. Let's do some music. What do you got for me today?
All right, here is request number dose going out to Muffins. Muffins. Mm. Hi, Scott and Brian. My 28th birthday is on the 13th, which is a Saturday. So I thought I'd put this request in for the last show of the week. I've been a listener of TMS since the very beginning and a consumer of everything Frog Pants has done since the instance back in 2006. Thanks to both of you for being a constant beacon of positivity and laughs for so many years. You guys have helped me get through a lot of late nights and sad times, but have also been the cherry on top during the good times. Mm. Here's to many more. Some of my favorite bands might be a little too niche, so I listed a few in hopes that maybe you could find a cover of them, by them, or even tangentially related to them. Thanks. Hate the snow, though. Muffins.
Me too. I'm ready for spring, man. Bring it.
So here's his list. Bomb the Music Industry, Anna Managuchi, Tally Hall, Metric, and the Early November. And I know Tally Hall, I want to say Tally Hall is the one that did that, that chicken song, now that I think about it.
Really?
Yes, and if I would have thought about it, I would have given you that one to play a little snippet of because it's so bizarre.
All right.
Let me see here.
Do you have a link or something to it?
I do. If you Google, I can just give this to you really quick in the drop. You want me to throw it in the drop really quick?
Yeah, throw it in there. Why not?
Here it comes.
Here it comes called, in the drop.
It's called, the song is called Mucka Blucka.
Mucka Blucka, you
Mucka
say.
Blucka.
And you're putting that in the root there or in the...
It's in the Thursday PM folder.
Okay. It's coming, hopefully.
It's uploading.
At some point.
Great radio. This is great radio. This is what makes us...
Yep.
This is what makes
you know,
us,
it's really what sets us apart from the average podcast.
There you go.
I found it. All right. I'm going to play a little bit of it, all right?
Okay.
So here it is, Mucka Blucka bonus track. Here we go. Okay, that's my favorite thing we've ever had.
There's your Tally Hall right there.
That's amazing. All right.
And I wish I would have thought to include that. Although that's not a cover, but this one is. Mm. Now, you mentioned the Early November. The Early November has done a couple of covers, including this one, which when you look at the rest of the list, you might think, all right, this is going to be kind of a heavier song. And especially when you see that it's on the Punk Goes 80s CD from 2005. But it's not. It's just a good song. It's the Early November and their cover of Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love. Happy Valentine's
Day. Yay! Kiss the one you love.